Hello and welcome to Nation Talk. Today I have the distinct pleasure to sit down with Lightfoot. Welcome.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
We were joking earlier about addressing him as Mr. Lightfoot, but I'm told Lightfoot will suffice. So we're down at Res 2010 in Las Vegas, and I've been amazed to see Lightfoot in a number of capacities at the event. You've been serving as the master of ceremonies at this event, moving things along. I saw you on stage performing, rapping. Then I saw you in another facility selling shirts and engaging with your clients and customers who want to purchase some of your products. I see you everywhere. You're always impeccably dressed and a smile on your face. And now I hear that you've been an actor as well, and that there was a documentary screen. Who are you? I mean, you're a man that with many talents.
You know, I think Margot gave me the title of Indian Country's Renaissance Man. I don't know if that is necessarily how I would ever be, so pompous as to say that about myself. But I just try to utilize the talents the Creator has given me to comprehend and understand the magnitude of possibilities that exist in Indian Country, and that each of us have been given great amounts of talents and skills to be able to do our very best while we're here on this earth. And we all have unique journeys that we've been put here to facilitate, really on behalf of the Creator. And that's truly, taking something as old as the dirt and a very traditional teaching and implementing it into today's world. And I've never forgotten that, no matter if it's been, one of seven films or TV shows, or sitting with Jay-Z on my new album to produce it and to, market and promote it, to being here and being around some of the largest corporations in the world. You have to understand that and be very well aware of your purpose. And when you understand that, you can be comfortable with it. And when you're comfortable with it, you can be at ease in your own skin and know what your mission is and know how to work to go about accomplishing it. And that serving as a catalyst for other people to be inspired and empowered is what all of us would hope that our lives could serve as. So I'm very, very blessed. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't understand that we have a lot of work to do. And we're not promised tomorrow. So we better utilize the moments that we're here to make a difference.
Well, you certainly seem to have the energy and obviously a number of creative outlets to allow that energy to flow. I was surprised pleasantly by just the number of CDs you have available. Tell me, how were you able to break into the music industry? And is that one of your driving passions?
You know, I just did an interview with Native America Calling, and that was kind of something that was alluded to there, is that, I've never really truly had the luxury of just being an artist. Because as a Native person, the world pretty much, when I first began, and I think maybe to a large effect, still today, we're almost invisible. And if we don't understand what our message is, and we don't understand the uniqueness of our talent and the potential that it exists within it, sometimes we're not fully engaged in the possibilities. And so from day one, I knew that I needed to get very clear on where I wanted to go and what I wanted to say. And that, unfortunately, there was no magic ship that was going to come get me and take me there. That if I wasn't wise enough to begin to study and to learn about the particular business that I was getting engaged in, that I would either A, never make it, or if I made it, I would be taken advantage of. So it was my job to empower myself. It was my job to educate myself and to not be dependent upon other people to do so. It was my job to create a plan and foster the necessities, whether that meant I needed to go get one job to take care of those necessities required in realizing my dream, or whether it meant that I needed to go get a second job to do that. And sometimes we sit and we wait, or we go and we think that everybody else is going to finance or capitalize our dreams, and that's just not necessarily true. If you don't believe in it, nobody else is going to believe in it. And I've never not believed that I couldn't do anything. I've served as and this is a Canadian corporation, and one of the largest in the states of, or the country of Canada, the Triple Five Group, who's located in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, in a wonderful family, the Gramigians, who own West Edmonton Mall, who also own the Mall of America, who have holdings here in Las Vegas, and they understood my belief in myself and my journey and my path, and they hired me as their vice president of Native Affairs for the United States of America to take care of some initiatives that they had. And for somebody who has been pretty much self-taught and self-made, sitting with MBAs and with folks who graduated from Harvard and prestigious schools throughout the United States and Canada, it really dawned on me what I had caused myself to learn through years of hard work. Kind of the college and the school of hard knocks, to be able to sit and make presentations with folks that had paid thousands and thousands of dollars to go learn how to do these things, but I had taught myself how to do them. So it's been really great to know that what I'm speaking about truly it works, it's real, and that doesn't say that every single person will have, you know, the same path towards that. But when you understand what your purpose is and when you understand that you have power through the Creator to realize those things, there's nobody on the earth that can stop you except for yourself.
As I mentioned earlier, you've been wearing a number of hats at this particular event, and I think you're uniquely qualified to speak to what something like this economic summit, means and the benefit that it can bring to Aboriginal communities and individual entrepreneurs. Can you expand a little bit on what something like this means and the value you see in an event like this?
You know, our people know, and I think if I'm not mistaken, in Winnipeg, there's a place where our people used to come together and meet and trade, and people from all over came, and there's definitely places in the United States that are similar to that, and engage each other and share with each other. And I see the Reservation Economic Summit here in Vegas as today's version of that, where we are able to come together with folks. They serve an incredibly important purpose to help facilitate economic development for all ranges of business, and it's such an honor to be a part of that, and to this year serve as host and MC. I can't imagine, as I sit here and think, you know, people telling me in Oklahoma, you know, Indian rapper, to now be host and MC of the most respected and prominent economic summit on behalf of Indian country in North America. It's truly an honor, but it also shows that we are not just a one-trick pony. We're not just a single-faceted group of people. We have such diverse interests, such diverse opportunity, from oil and gas to green solutions for, you know, all the energy industry, to entertainment, to the very, very fundamental aspects of who we are, to jewelry making and what the world needs to know about our offerings in fashion. So this is the mecca of those things. And I would encourage those who have a business or those who are entrepreneurs. This to me is the age of the entrepreneur in Indian country. And we have to encourage by example those people out there to get up and let their business and their vision be heard and come here and partner with people and not sit and wait. You got to be just like we've always been. To feed your family, feed your community, you've got to be a good hunter. And if you're not a good hunter, chances are you're going to be a fairly skinny family. So hone your hunting skills. Know what you're hunting. Know what you're out there to acquire to come back and feed your community and feed your family and to take care of yourself. Don't expect a deer is going to walk into your village and fall over dead for you. It's not going to happen. It never did happen. You have to leave and go get it and bring it back. And here's where you go get it.
And I guess speaking of feeding the family, folks who are interested in obtaining your music, purchasing your music, or anything from the fashion, I guess, retail side of things, how would they go about doing that?
We have the music available, and we spend the majority of our year on the road performing somewhere near 75 to 100 events on reservations and at different events like this each year. And you can find all that information at www.lightefoot.com, lightfoot.com. And also our very popular clothing brand, which is called Native Style Clothing, is available there as well. And we truly do ship to Canada, to the most remote places, and we'll be in Quebec as recently as next week. So we truly do know our relatives in Canada, and we appreciate them, and we try to spend as much time as is humanly possible there on First Nations lands every year. So by all means, please do check us out, and maybe we could visit your community and do everything from host a conference to a rap a concert. You know what I mean? So I'm just very blessed, and definitely it's at the essence of my life and my work, to be in a community and to be an example as to what's possible on many different levels.
Well, we have no problem with shameless plugs, and we would love to.
That's my shameless self-promotion.
Well, listen, there's nothing wrong with that, and of course, we'd love to have you come visit us north of the border for whatever reason. I guess just lastly, we've got a very large youthful population. It's often heard that half of our population is under the age of 25. There are a lot of young people out there that are seeking some direction. I guess what words would you like to impart to those that are out there listening today?
I truly believe it's one of the most advantageous times in the history of our people to be at the cusp of so much technology, of so much opportunity, that we truly have to stop and realize the days that we're living in and how important these days are to make good use of for the future of our people. And the people you just referenced are the future of our people. And if we don't realize our worth, our purpose, and you truly have to do that. You know, you've got people that'll tell you, oh, you should do this, you should do that, you could be this, you could be that. You have to find what you're here to do. That's the reason you're here. That's what you've been born for, is to find your purpose. And unfortunately, some people don't find that till they're 70 or 80 years old. And to me, that's the greatest waste of life that there is on this earth. People can say, I've been in prison or I've been locked up, but to be out free and have a self-imposed incarceration is the greatest devastation. I mean, I can't imagine any tragedy worse than that. So know your purpose. Know who you are. First, among all other things in your specific tribal nation, is a person of the Creator. You are put here on this earth to realize something with your life. And who knows how long we have to do that here. We're not promised tomorrow. And don't waste a day finding your purpose. And then when you understand what that is, when you are very clear on what your journey here on this earth is to be, do not let anyone stop you from that. Now, that's easier said than done. And the only way that we can help self-sustain that and cause ourselves to be that strong of an individual to realize that journey is through prayer and through the constant realization that we have always with us, the Creator. Sometimes we don't have a mother, a father, a business partner, somebody that's there to encourage us and motivate us, but we always have the Creator. And if we can truly understand the power of that, then we've tapped into something that transcends this earth and brings us power that other people may not be able to comprehend, unfortunately. So truly understand that. And if you do so, you can't help but help your community and help yourself, help your family. And I would wish that for every single person that hears these words. And it begins as a very, 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 very simple journey that might end up in something beyond your wildest imagination.
Well, you're truly an inspiration, and I want to thank you for joining us in Nation Talk, and I can tell you I'm looking forward to the next opportunity to chat again, and I'm hoping next time it's going to be in Canada someplace. So thanks very much. It was a real pleasure.
My pleasure.